Well, the laughs we've enjoyed from prolific comedian, comedy writer, director, and actor Carl Reiner have turned to tears as we have learned of his death last night at the age of 98. For more on his life and comedic legacy, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Robert Thompson, professor of TV and popular culture at Syracuse University. Boy, you talk about a legacy. It's hard to imagine a bigger one than this.
Yeah, I mean, this really was a giant. He was doing major things in television when television was just emerging, working on Caesar's Hour and Your Show of Shows, which were kind of the jewel in the crown of the golden age of television, at least the comedy part of it back then. And he was working on those shows with the likes of Mel Brooks and Woody Allen and Neil Simon and Larry Gelbart and Selma Diamond. But that was just the beginning of his career. I think when all is said and done, his greatest legacy may have been creating the Dick Van Dyke Show, which will forever be in reruns. Alan Brady, the character that he played, as well as creating the show, was part of some of the most exquisite episodes ever made in comedy, and they totally changed the way television comedy would be done. A lot of the more modern comedies like Seinfeld and even things today have a little bit of Carl Reiner's fingerprints all over them.
So would you best describe him as a comedic writer? I mean, what was his strong suit, or did he have a bunch?
Well, he had a bunch. I mean, he really was a kind of a class of his own, but he, like a lot of comedians, he wrote, he created shows, he produced, but he also performed, and he had a really remarkable sense of timing. That guy could tell a joke, or he could write a joke, and it could be in another language. It could be in gibberish. And it was almost funny just by how well timed it was. Kind of interesting, with the Dick Van Dyke Show, he created that show for him to be the star. He was going to be the Rob Petrie character, and they made a pilot. It's easy to see. It was called, I think, Head of the Family. And Carl Reiner, who created the Dick Van Dyke Show for himself, made it to 98. The person who actually got the part, Dick Van Dyke, is still going at 94.
Do you know why they wound up putting in Dick Van Dyke as opposed to Carl Reiner in the lead?
I think they, network executives, and they weren't shy about saying this. They say, don't worry, we'll cast anybody else, or we'll cast somebody else, and don't worry, it'll be somebody better than you. And I have to say, I've seen that pilot with Carl Reiner in the lead, and Carl Reiner has performed in some really great things, but the Dick Van Dyke Show was much better with Dick Van Dyke in it than it would have been with Carl Reiner. But, of course, it depends on how old you are, what you remember Carl Reiner for. Then he continued to do, of course, the Ocean's 11, 12, 13 appearances in, I don't know, the Larry Sanders Show and Two and a Half Men. Toy Story 4, just this past year, I think he was, Carl Rhinoceros, I believe, was the character he played.
I missed that one. He was famously close to Mel Brooks. Talk a little bit more about that relationship.
Yes, they were. Of course, that goes way back to Your Show of Shows, which started in 1950. They also worked together in Caesar's Hour with that whole Sid Caesar and Imogene Coca and the rest of them. And they were, my understanding, had seen each other just days before he died, according to one picture I saw.
All right, Professor, thanks as always for helping us provide some context. And boy, is there a lot of context for the life and legacy of Carl Reiner. Again, that is Robert Thompson, Professor of TV and Popular Culture at Syracuse University.